Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and we're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Kathy Perry. KathyPerry.com, Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. KP is social media expert extraordinaire. Kathy, thanks again for being here. What is proximity marketing? What is proximity marketing? Why should I care?
Well, proximity marketing has been around for a while, but Google has now set up a platform of beacons that can communicate together. You can have a network of beacons now. And proximity marketing is where, say, a small business, they have these beacons, and it will send out signals to people in the general vicinity of that business, letting them know what is available in that store. So they can have a marketing message.
So this is not local search. This is local capture.
This is you sending out a message to the people who are in your general vicinity of your business that
they've got Google turned on their phone.
No.
If they're signed into Google, right?
No, not necessarily. It isn't a Google thing.
Well, people don't ping me. I don't have Google signed. I don't walk around with Google signed on my phone. I don't get pinged.
Well, it's more about Wi-Fi and capability. There's
I'm sorry. So it's not so much mobile networks. It's more Wi-Fi.
It has to do more with the settings on your phone if you allow your connectivity.
So you're saying if I walk down the street and I've got Wi-Fi. If I say connect to Wi-Fi whenever I have it is available, if I connect to a Wi-Fi in a proximity, and there are people there putting out ads, they will send me a ping if I'm within proximity of them, that will connect to me over the Wi-Fi network.
Yes, they're starting to be able to.
That's
do
the reason
that.
Why I don't get pinged, because I don't walk around with Wi-Fi on. I turn it off.
Yeah, a lot of people, it depends on how open your phone is.
I'm glad to hear this, because I thought maybe it was something they just didn't want my business. You know, I'm just such an irascible guy that, let's don't ping Blasingame. We don't want him in here. You know, I thought maybe that was what was going on.
No.
But because of the Wi-Fi.
The difference in what Google has done is now they're letting – used to be you had one beacon and you controlled that one beacon and that was it. Now a business can have a network of beacons so that they can have a greater reach.
So does each beacon have its own product offering or its own message?
Well, they can actually control the whole network of beacons from one platform. So
Google hosts all these beacons. Google hosts these beacons.
They kind of created some new technology that allows beacons to function better.
I understand. I don't care how they function. I want to know where they were. Does Google host them? And you subscribe, you upload to the beacon, and you tell the beacon what you want to do, and Google hosts it and executes it for you.
No, the beacon is a device that you would put in your store.
Oh, it's a real physical.
It's a physical device.
I didn't know that. Okay, I didn't know that.
And so their technology is allowing you. So theirs would be the software that would help manage a whole series.
Who do I buy the beacon from?
Devices. You can buy them probably from most technology stores now.
I can go somewhere and buy a beacon, and then I subscribe to Google for the technology.
Yes. And so it's called a next generation of beacon technology because of Google's beacon platform, and it is
and even yet more new ways for them to know where you are and what you're doing and who you're doing it with.
It's for instant messaging, it's for mapping, it's location
and all the while it's helping you in your small business. It's giving Google another hook into you.
Way to spend ads.
God help us. Hashtag God help us, Kathy.
I figured you would really like this. You can tell
my attitude hasn't changed in 10 years. Hey, Kathy, thank you for being here. Good job today. Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen. KathyPerry.com. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.